Arriving in the Mediterranean, AE-2 was assigned to operations off the Gallipoli Peninsula. She was ordered to penetrate the Dardanelles, the gateway to the Turkish capital, Constantinople, on what would become Anzac Day, the 25th of April, 1915. After torpedoing a Turkish gunboat, she passed through the narrows, pursued by surface vessels. She ran aground twice beneath the Turkish forts along the shore. Shaking off her pursuers, AE-2 entered the Sea of Marmara on the 26th of April. She harassed Turkish shipping for 4 days and prevented the Turkish Navy from having ships in the area and bombarding our troops on the beaches of Gallipoli. All the while, they knew they were deep in an enemy minefield. Their luck finally ran out. AE-2 was holed in the engine room, and the crew had no choice but to abandon ship. Although none of the submarine's crew was lost in the sinking, they were taken prisoners of war and spent almost 4 years in captivity. Largely due to the leadership of the commanding officer, Henry Stoker, all but four of the crew made it home alive. Pay our respects to the heroes of AE-1 and AE-2, who helped forge the traditions of the Australian Submarine Squadron and the Royal Australian Navy. They deserve to take their place among our greatest national heroes, and for generations to hear their stories. Lest we forget.